This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. It's time for the second annual Summerfest, the free festival that celebrates and promotes healthy living, happening at Battleship Park in Wilmington this Saturday. You won't find any soda or fried food, but there will be many other things to eat and do. There are three main aspects of this festival. We'll start with the vendors. Here's Summerfest director Martin Case.
Bouncy houses, face painting, people that do green spirit, hydro gardens. They do hydroponics. There'll be people out there that do different types of healthy supplements, Zumba, mixed martial arts. If you know what parkour is, two nationally known parkour people out there. One of them was in American Ninja Warrior last year, and I believe they came in second place. The other one that will be out there is a contestant in that currently. I think they're finished now, but I've noticed that he's followed all around, so I think he's probably done pretty well. These guys are awesome. These guys do things that I could never have done. They can flip, jump, climb, do all kinds of stuff that normal humans aren't supposed to be able to do. We have demonstrations all day long of all kinds of different things.
That's not all. There's also a songwriter showcase.
We'll have nine musicians or bands, and they will be basically run like America's Got Talent, and they'll be eliminated in rounds.
Oh,
and until they get to the winner of it, we'll get 16 hours recording time in a studio, professionally mixed and edited with five pieces of music on an EP. They'll be getting some airtime. And there's some other things that will be coming along with it.
In addition to all that activity, there is one event at Summerfest that does require a ticket. It's the International Street Food Challenge.
It has to be regionally identifiable food. I don't care where it comes from, New York, New Orleans, or whatever, foreign countries, it doesn't matter, but it has to be authentic. It will also have no ground beef in it. We try and keep these things kind of healthy. I want people more aware of the idea that you can make awesome food that doesn't have to be bad for you. These people are some of the best chefs in this state. They're just awesome. That's people's choice. The people will buy a ticket. They'll go around, get single servings from each of them. That's about a 4-ounce serving. So that's about 40 ounces of food. And I've got Judy Royal that will be out there, and she'll be there to make sure that we're following the rules and that it is authentic. She's going to be our professional judge. But the people's choices will be, the votes will go in, and only in case of a tie will Judy Royal's vote get cast.
The proceeds from the Street Food Challenge will support a brand new nonprofit called Going Beyond the Pink. Program Manager Joy Wade gives us an overview.
Going Beyond the Pink is a new nonprofit that will be serving the seven surrounding counties. Everything that we do will be local as far as financial assistance and support services. What we do is we are there to support those who have been diagnosed with breast cancer during and after, but we also are there to help folks educate themselves about how to do self-breast exams, both visually and tactilely, so that if there is a change, they will know what to look for and get to the doctor. So we like to say we are a nonprofit that is there before, during, and after a breast cancer diagnosis.
That was Joy Wade from Going Beyond the Pink and Summerfest director Martin Case. Summerfest is this Saturday at Battleship Park from 9:30 to 4:30. Visit WHQR.org to find details about all the things you'll find at Summerfest and some of the things you won't find there. Will there be fried Snickers bars?
There will be no fried Snickers bars.